Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank God for that reading. Thank you, Brother Shee. And we thank our pastor for bringing this up, because trust me, there is no other weapon we have. There is no other power we have than the Word of God. And as children of God, it's high time we start getting ourselves familiar with the Word of God. We start making the Word of God part of our lives. And God will help us in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. It's good to be here this morning. It's good to have you all this morning. And I'm sure, I want to believe you're glad to be here this morning as well. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Yes, clap. It's a good thing to be in God's presence. It's a good thing to be in the house of the Lord, you know. And we thank God that today our gathering is unto our God. It is not unto any man, but it is unto God. Because unto him shall the gathering of his people be. And there is one beautiful promise he has given to us. He said, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I am there in their midst. Hallelujah. So doesn't that excite you that here, God is here in our midst? Hallelujah. If it doesn't to you, it excites me. Hallelujah. That God is here in our midst. And we know that because he is here, he will do us good. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So this morning, by the grace of God, I just want to share with us, you know, the scriptures. Just encourage us with the Word of God. As we all know, this month is a month of what? Hallelujah. Praise God. This month is the month of fruitfulness. That is our theme for this month. That is our theme for this month. And I just want us to know that, you know, when we bring up a theme like that, it is as led by God. So when God gives us a theme, it's basically for us, it's saying this month, I want you to concentrate on something. I want you to focus on something. I want you to contemplate on this. I want you to think about it. And I want you to apply it into your life. This is what I want to do in your life. So this month, God is telling us, this month is the month of fruitfulness. So basically, God is saying, I want you to be fruitful. I expect you to be fruitful. And I want you this month to consider what it will take to be fruitful. And not only consider it, not only know what it is to be fruitful, but also be fruitful. So my prayer is that we will indeed be fruitful this month and beyond. In the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. So before I go into the word this morning, let's just bow our heads and pray. Everlasting Father, we thank you so much for today. We thank you for the opportunity that you have given unto us again to come to your feet and to learn. Jehovah, we pray, O God, that your word will go forth out powerfully today, and that you will prepare our hearts indeed to receive your word. And we'll not only receive it, but we'll be a partaker, we'll be a doer of your word in the mighty name of Jesus. And even as you are calling us to be fruitful even this month, that this fruitfulness will not evade us in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for we pray in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our text this morning will be from the book of Psalms, where many of us are familiar with that psalm, but this morning we just want to look deeper into it and see what God is saying to us. Psalm 1, Psalm 1. Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3. Where is my psalm? Are we there? Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3. I will read. It says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but is the light is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. And whatever he does shall prosper. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If we look at this scripture, this verse 1 to 3, basically what it's telling us is the secret to fruitfulness. The secret to fruitfulness. And God will open our eyes to see it and make good use of it in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's look at the word fruitful. When we hear fruitful, what comes to mind when we hear fruitful? Anybody? When you hear fruitful, what comes to mind? We're all children of God here. We're all learning at God's feet. Huh? Multiply. Praise God. Enrich bed. Yes? Praise God. Any other person wants to give it a shot? Enlargement. And we're all right. Okay, we have someone else want. Productivity. I love that word. Productivity. Enrichment. Enlightenment. Increase. Praise God. If we want to look at, and we're all correct. Looking at the dictionary meanings, it's fruitful of a tree or plant or land. It means producing much fruit. Being fertile. Of a person, it producing many offspring. That's also fruitfulness. You know, when you produce good or helpful results, when you're productive, is being fruitful. Increase, enlargement, productivity is fruitful. So when God is saying this month is the month of fruitfulness, it's the month of being fruitful, that means God is saying, I want you to be fruitful. Even in life as we know it, life, it is inherent in every man to want to be fruitful. It is inherent in every man to be fruitful. God told us in the beginning, if we want to look at the mandate God gave to man, after he created man, human beings, Adam and Eve, he told them, he said, be fruitful and multiply. That means I just didn't create you, put you here, just to be here, and just to be alone and do nothing, just you yourself. He says, be fruitful and multiply. So for God to say be fruitful, that means I have put something in you to make you fruitful. Do we agree? Because God will not just tell you something that you cannot do. He will not tell you something to do something that is impossible for you to do. It means for him to say, be fruitful, that means you have what it is in you to be fruitful. Praise the Lord. So, every one of us here this morning, we need to know that God has placed in us what we need to be fruitful. Fruitful in every area of our lives. Fruitful physically, spiritually, financially, materially, in your mind, every aspect of your life. God expects us to be fruitful. God expects us to multiply. God expects us to be productive. God expects us to improve. God expects us to be better. God expects us to appreciate. Praise the Lord. So in the works of our hands, it is God's expectation that you will not be stagnant. You will not just be in one position, but that it will grow and it will be better. As a person that you are, God expects you to improve, to be better, to increase in knowledge, to increase in understanding, to increase in wisdom. Financially, in the works of your hands, God expects you to prosper. That is his expectation of us. Praise God. Praise God. So then you ask, how can then be fruitful? And a secret to this is in the scripture. Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3. So we'll take time this morning to just look at it closely. a little bit closer, a little bit deeper. I'm sure this scripture is not new to many of us, but let's just look at it closer again this morning to say, God, what exactly are you saying in the scripture? Because it says, but if his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. You can just imagine seeing a tree planted by the rivers of water, and it's green, it's flourishing, it's prospering, its fruits comes forth in due season. That tree is fulfilling purpose. Hallelujah. So he says, if you do these things, you will be like that tree. So invariably telling you that is the secret to flourishing. That is the secret to prospering. So let's look closely this secret. He says, blessed is that man who walks not, the first thing, walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of a scornful. There's another version that I saw, I believe it's GNT, I don't think we have that. But how that, it makes it simpler, and I'll read how it says. It says, blessed is the man who rejects advice of evil people, who does not follow the example of sinners, who does not join those who have no use for God. But, and when the Bible says, it mentions this three, the Bible mentions these three things. Blessed is the man that does not do those things, but instead of that, delights in the law of the Lord. What does that tell me? A little bit of English here. It's some kind of contrast. That means you do not, instead of you doing this, you do this. It looks like a two-part thing, right? Okay. So what the Bible is telling us this morning is that blessed are you if you do not follow the advice of evil people, if you do not follow the examples of sinners, and you do not join yourself to those who have no use for God. Basically, those who say there is really no God. What is this God thing all about? Spare me of all this spiritual thing. I'm not here. God, heaven helps those who help themselves, or whatever the case might be. But instead of you doing that, you decide to delight yourself in the law of the Lord. The Bible says you are blessed. That is, you have two choices. Either you stand in this way, stay in this side, which is following the path of the sinners, following the examples of doing what the evil people do or whatever. You decide to stay in this side, which is the side where you delight in the law of the Lord. Are we clear? Okay. So blessed are you when you do that. It says, but the delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. That takes us to the second question, which is, so what do you mean by delight? How do I delight myself in the law of the Lord? Let's look again closely at the word delight. When you say you delight in something, delight means something that pleases you greatly, something that gives you great pleasure, something that makes you glad. That's delight. You know, so when the Bible says that, blessed is that man that delights in the law of the Lord, and in that law he meditates day and night. So the secret to fruitfulness is for you to delight in that law of the Lord. That means the law of the Lord should make you glad. The law of the Lord should make you rejoice. The law of the Lord should be something that gives you great pleasure. And above that, you meditate on that word, on that law of the Lord, and in it you will prosper. And I was trying to think of, delight. Delight is, I should have, something should make me glad, something should give me joy, and all that. But sometimes if we really want to be truthful with ourselves, many of us Christians, it's even hard for us to carry the Bible and read. And it's one of the things that our pastor is trying to do for us, just to force us, like, this Bible, this is your map. This is your guide. This is the plan for your life. This is the blueprint. We cannot afford to neglect it. But many of us do as Christians. And God will help us. So this month, God is calling us. I want you to be fruitful. And the secret to this fruitfulness lies in this blueprint, lies in this plan, lies in this guide. Delight in it. Delight in it. Let it be something that gives you joy. Let it be something that you enjoy seeing, knowing, reading, understanding. Let it be something that is part of you. Because, you know, when something delights you, when something makes you glad, when something makes you rejoice, you tend towards that thing more, right? For example, like people that love sports, that sports delight them. Sunday evening when they are playing games, they are looking at their time to make sure they're at home in their screen watching that football. It gives them joy, it makes them glad, it makes them happy. So they will take time to do it. If you love something, if something has value to you, you will give it time. Let's be honest with ourselves. I know this world is now the world of I'm busy, but God deliver us from the spirit of busyness. Because this busyness is killing us as children of God. I'm talking to myself. We are believers. We're children of God. And it's high time children of God arise and be children of God. There is no way we can arise and be children of God if we do not even know the map that God has given to us. We do not even know the blueprint that God has given to us. The only time when we sit down and listen to this word is when we're in church and maybe pastor is preaching or they're reading one scripture or the other. And some of us, by the time we get out that door, we can't even remember. There is something wrong. Then we have a problem. So how can we, as children of God, as the children of God that carry the light of God and the life of God in us, how can we truly manifest that power if you yourself don't even know what you have? As I'm challenging you this morning, I'm challenging myself. And it's high time we face fact, we face the truth. If we truly want to stand in this day, it's even becoming more dangerous out there. If children of God are going to stand as children of God and manifest as children of God, we cannot afford to neglect this word. We have to delight in it. So going back to being delighted and delighting in the word of God and the example that I gave about somebody that loves playing football, watching sports, will take time for it. As children of God too, we need to be intentional about this. We need to take delight in this. And trust me, sometimes it doesn't come like naturally. It has to be intentional. And even if you look at people, let's try and relate it to normal everyday thing. Someone that loves sports, or loves a particular hobby, or whatever. If you look at this person's life, somehow that person was exposed to that thing. Let's look at the example of football. That child would have been exposed to football somehow. Either when that child was growing up, the father too loved sports, and they used to sit down and watch it together, take that child to a game, you know, or two, or, you know, just do something about sports. That child grew up with that and somehow started, you know, having interest in it. And, you know, will contemplate himself to know the name of this player or that game, they scored this. Some people can really tell you what game, the year, who scored what, who won, who did what, how one person did what, you know. It's because they have delight in it. It's something that they love doing. And they have taken time to know about it. That is where the meditation comes. I will go deeper into that later. Yes, you delight in it. You want to know more about it. You want to do it. You will take time to do it. So when the people that are in the love sports and all that, intentionally they do some things just to be able to maybe watch their games or whatever, because it gives them delight. The same thing as children of God. We have to be intentional. It's not just going to happen. We have to be intentional. And part of being intentional is what Pastor is trying to do here. Even if you will not listen, when it is your time to read, you will at least read it. That exposes you to it. Part of being intentional is coming and saying, okay, I'm going to church today, at least I want to hear the word of God. Part of being intentional is saying, you know what? At least no matter what, I will read this, I will read the Bible. Just read it. And the good thing about the word of God, you know, the word of God is life. Even while you're reading it, sometimes you might not really understand, but you're just reading it. It's being deposited in your mind. It's being deposited in your heart. And something will just happen one day. That scripture will just pop up. And you'll be like, okay. Then you start contemplating on it and say, okay, so what does that mean? So what is the application of this? That is where the meditation comes. Praise the Lord. So I want to believe that we now get the aspect of delighting in the law of God. We cannot afford to neglect the word of God. It is our guide. It is our map. It is our blueprint. It is what should direct our lives if we say we are children of God. And we want to prosper as God has called us to prosper. If we truly believe that this word is true, that's what he's telling us here. He says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. Let's go now to meditate. It says, and in his law he meditates day and night. So there is one step to delight in the law of the Lord. And then there's another part, not just delighting in it, but meditating in that law day and night. Know what meditate? Meditate is when you think on something, you deeply think about something, or you focus on something. Something is on your mind for a period of time. You contemplate it, you consider it, you ponder, you reflect. That's meditate. The Bible is telling us this morning, it says, okay, meditate on the word, this law, day and night. You might wonder, why day and night? How is that possible? I have to go to work, I have to do this, I have to do that. So where would that come? Because, you know, some of us see meditation as, okay, maybe during your quiet time, and then you spend time to just be quiet in God's presence, and you're just listening out to say, okay, God, what are you saying? Or, you know, what are you saying to me? But also, yes, it's possible for you to do it day and night. It's not necessarily only when you do it in your quiet time. If you do, you take time to meditate on that word, to ponder on it and consider it. You can also do it day and night. When the Bible says that you should meditate on the word of God day and night, that means in your choices, in your decision, in your going out and in your coming in, benchmark your actions with the word of God. Let that be your standard. Let the word of God be your guide. Let the word of God be your blueprint in your decision making, in your choices. Let the word of God be your guide. But there is no way that word of God can be your guide if you don't know it. You see? So you have to know it
to meditate on it. You have to know it to act on it. When you're meditating, you're pondering. You are considering it. You are trying to apply it to your situation. To say, okay, so God, how does this apply to this? Like inventors, if you see inventors, successful inventors that have invented one thing or the other, that have invented planes or ships or things like that, it didn't just happen. Scientists thought about it and said, okay, birds fly. There must be a way where we can do something that can fly also. How can this happen? It didn't just happen overnight. Scientists took time to think, to ponder, to look at principles that can be used, that will make something fly. If they did not do that, how would we enjoy planes today? No how. The same thing for us as Christians. When we meditate upon the Word of God is when we are dissecting it and thinking and saying, oh Lord, so when you say this, how does it now apply to this situation? What is the principle behind this word? What is the truth behind this word? As believers, we have to take time to do it if we want to prosper. You know, God lets us see some of those things that happen in natural world. We can learn from them and apply it also in spiritual things. Bill Gates, that is so successful today. I mean, he thought of it and said, you know, when he started microcomputers, they were like just mainframe computers. But he contemplated in his heart that there must be a way where we can make computers, you know, accessible to individuals. You can have a computer on your desk. Before their days, before they started producing those chips and all that to have microcomputers. Microcomputers, you had to have a big room to install a computer. And you had to be a nerd to even know how to use it. But somebody said, no, it can be better than this. We can look at this principle and see how we can apply it to, you know, make it accessible to just individuals in their house and they can have a computer on their desk to use. Somebody was thinking, contemplating, considering the application of some principles. The same thing as believers. This word, we have to contemplate it. We have to meditate on it. We have to ponder on it. We have to bring out the application to our individual day-to-day living. And it starts first with familiarizing ourselves with it, delighting in it, taking time to read it, taking time to know it, taking time to study it, and consider the application to our day-to-day living. So this morning, I presented to us the truth as God has opened my eyes to see it. The secret to success is delighting ourselves in the law of the Lord and meditating on this law day and night. There is an easy way, in most cases, it's easy for us to want to go with the popular opinion, advice of friends, or this is how this person did it too, or you know, and not delighting ourselves in the law of the Lord and meditating on God's word. The choice is ours. God has called us to be fruitful. Okay, we have this is the year of favor. This year of favor, God has called us to be fruitful. We have it in us to be fruitful. He has placed what we need to be fruitful in us as believers. It's up to us to take hold of the secret this morning and make good use of it. God will help us. In Jesus' name. Let us pray. Everlasting Father, we thank you so much for your word this morning. We thank you for opening our eyes to the truth in your word. Jehovah Lord, I pray that as we have heard you speak this morning, that your word will go into a fertile soil in us. It will germinate and it will bring forth fruits to your glory and to your honor. That we might indeed be intentional, we receive grace from you to be intentional about delighting ourselves in your word and meditating upon your word day and night. Thank you, Jehovah, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.